Hey, let's do one on today's date. Magdalene, M-A-G-D-E-L-I-N-E, Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D. I received a call today from Ms. Crawford's niece stating that my aunt is short of breath, her blood pressure won't come down. We're taking her to the emergency room, period. Need paragraph. Ms. Crawford is on the hospice for end-stage COPD. She's not using a nebulizer. She refused using oxygen in the past. She's using her albuterol at this time. Her blood pressure was 190 over 90 when the nurse was there, and she was having issues with nausea and vomiting. She does have diabetes and takes metformin. Her nausea and vomiting have been going on for some time, off and on, which could be related to her metformin. Her sugar is not checked on a regular basis, but she's eating very little at this time, period. Past medical problems reviewed, surgical problem reviewed. Social, she continues to smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. She lives with her husband. Her niece lives next door and checks on her on a daily basis. Allergy, none. Review of system, positive cough, positive smoking excessively, positive shortness of breath, positive wheezing, positive nausea, positive vomiting, positive blood pressure out of control, negative heme, negative allergy, negative hematologic, has had episodes of chest pain when the blood pressure goes up as well. Period. Medications reviewed. Medication reveals that for blood pressure, she's only taking metoprolol BID 25 milligram. She's taken herself off the nifedipine because it was causing too many problems, in quotation. She's also taking her Lasix, her Senna, and the metformin, as I mentioned. Period. New paragraph on blood vital signs on exam 190 over 98, 110, 88, 18. Heart positive, home positive is 2. Tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, rouse, and wheezes bilaterally. Abdomen, soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema. Number 1, hypertension. I believe patient's blood pressure may be causing her CHF. The beta blocker may be causing the edema, but at this time I think it would be prudent to control the blood pressure by adding lisinopril 20 milligram BID. Number 2, continue with Lasix 20 milligram BID, which she has not been very good about taking. Number 3, off the nifedipine. Number 4, continue with the beta blocker, metoprolol 25 milligram BID. Number 5, hold metformin. Number 6, check blood sugar. The metformin may be causing nausea and vomiting, and because she's eating so little, she may not need anything for sugar at this time. Next number, report blood sugars to me in the next 3 days. Next number, lots of liquid. Next number, she has Phenagan for nausea and vomiting. Next number, obtain a nebulizer. She does have the liquid, but her nebulizer machine is not working, so we'll give her a nebulizer to use on a regular basis. Next number, still doesn't want to use oxygen. Next number, patient appears pale. Next number, patient appears ill and anemic, and she's on hospice because of end-stage COPD. We'll keep patient as comfortable as possible at this time. And we have been able to thwart THWART, a trip to the emergency room by the patient, which would not have been very fruitful. Also add Protonix 40 milligram once a day for her nausea and possible gastritis. Finding discussed with family at length before leaving the office. Let's see if that's all we have. 1 second.